What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 141, I think. Strong Iron Will Way. Today's podcast is a response, in a way, to a question I got yesterday about kind of motivation and goals. So we were talking about, as much as New Year's resolutions have become kind of a not cool thing to do, right? I think a lot of people boo-hoo the New Year's resolutions because we kind of feel like, hey, you should be, you know, focused on a goal and motivated and all that crap all the time and not need kind of this external thing like New Year's to set goals and so forth. But in all honesty, it's a good time of year to reset and kind of refocus on your goals for the year. There's this little bit of a lull between Christmas and New Year's. I think a lot of people have some time off work and just a good time to reflect and kind of like refocus and again set some goals for next year. So the question, and this was a really good one, was from somebody who was saying she's having a little bit of trouble because now her goals or her life has kind of changed, right? So maybe let's say, you know, now that she's a mom and a little bit older, she doesn't have the goal of, you know, having a six-pack of abs or having this beach body. Or she's not particularly driven to have, you know, an athletic type of goal, meaning she's not training for a bodybuilding contest. She's not training for a powerlifting contest. She doesn't have any set number of, I want to squat 200 pounds or I want to bench 150 pounds. Like, there's no real numbers. So I think she's a little bit lost in having a goal. She's like, you know, what are my goals if I really don't have any anymore because my life has changed? So this is a great question because I think this happens a lot where, you know, it's easy to set goals if you are an athlete and you are competing, right? In any way, if you're playing in traditional sports or kind of fitness type sports. I mean, there's performance numbers that you want to hit. They're very clear. If you're you know, a real dedicated lifter and you just have certain numbers that you want to hit, it's easy to set those. If you're a business person and you're setting kind of financial numbers or different things you can quantify in your business, you can set those kind of goals. But what about when you don't have clearly defined goals like that, right? So here's how I would look at that. Number one, I would say that she still does have goals. They're just different, and maybe that they're not quantifiable in the way that she's thinking, right? So meaning her goals are different because now that she is a mom and she, well, let me back up. She didn't have any goals at all. There would be no reason to do this, right? So there's got to be a reason that she's feeling this need to work out. So what are the benefits of working out? So if I were to sit down with her and say, hey, you know, why do you even work out? Well, it makes me feel good. I feel better. I know that I'm healthier, right? So let's just make some stuff up. So we're a parent now, and I think a goal for a parent, a goal for me and most parents would be to be healthy and functional for as long as possible so that we can see our kids grow up and experience life and be around to be involved and as active as we can. So that's a real goal. I mean, that's not measurable per se, but it's a real goal. That's legit. I that's one of mine, but I don't think I can measure that. But what I know is the behaviors that are gonna make that happen, right? I know that if I work out with weights consistently, that makes me feel good, keeps me in a good mood, keeps me healthy, keeps me functional, keeps me operating at a high level in a way that I would want to stay operating. I know that if I don't work out consistently, I don't feel well, I probably won't stay healthy, and I certainly won't stay functional. So if this is the case, the goal does not become a results goal. The goal becomes an actions goal, meaning I set my goal as I have to lift weights minimum of 3 times a week. Okay, so the way that I am achieving my goal is by doing that. that simple. It's not about bench pressing 300 pounds. It's not about winning some contest. It's about, hey, I'm challenging myself. My life is busy now. I know I need to do this to feel good. My goal is to get to the gym 3 times a week or 4 times a week or whatever, okay? I'm going to stick with working out for simplicity's sake, but it would go the same for eating, okay? Because this my friend's question was specific to working out. So she said she's not having a hard time eating right, which is very, very different from most questions, but she's just having trouble with the exercise part. So that would be my advice would be to recognize that you do have goals. They're just not as quantifiable and as measurable. But you got to set the goals for the behavior, okay? So that might be as simple as number of times per week, number of hours per week, and then you just have to get those in. Now, the good thing is with a system like ours, or you know, most strength training programs, you're going to, if you're working with a coach or a trainer or whatever who's good, you're going to be following a system that's going to improve your strength, improve your performance, improve the way you look and feel automatically just by following the program, right? So you can take that out of your hands and just say, hey, my goal is just to show up and do what I'm told. The progression will be in there if you're following. Now, of course, you have to work hard when you're there. So, you know, you could say something like, hey, I don't have a specific number I'm trying to hit. I'm not trying to lose a certain number of pounds. I'm not trying to lift a certain amount of weight. But my goals are going to be twofold. I'm going to get to the gym 3 times a week, no matter what. And when I'm there, I'm going to give at least an 8 out of 10 effort. 10 scale, 1 to 10, I'm going to give at least an 8 every single time. If you can stick and hit those goals, you're going to be in great shape. Because you're going to hit your actual goals, which are feel good, look good, stay healthy, and so forth. So setting the goal of the tasks necessary versus the results is really important, because a lot of times the tasks and the behaviors are what control the results, right? So too often we focus on the results as the goal, but we overlook the behavior. So let me just give you one more example, but I think this is pretty straightforward, guys. So imagine it's the person that has a more measurable goal, okay? This person wants to lose 30 pounds. You can't just set the goal to lose 30 pounds and then kind of cross your fingers and hope to lose 30 pounds. What's more important is you have to set, okay, what are the daily and weekly behaviors that are going to enable me to lose 30 pounds? Okay, what is my calorie goal for the day? What is my exercise goal for the day and for the week? And then that becomes your real goal is, okay, I've decided I have to exercise 6 days a week. I have to eat X amount of calories per day. I have to eat X amount of meals per day. Those are the things you measure. Those are the things you track. So if you have a week and you say, hey, I hit my 6 workouts, I ate my 1,500 calories, I ate 5 meals a day, I drank a gallon of water, you have hit your goals for the week. Now, whether you actually lost 5 pounds or 2 pounds that week is secondary, because that will come from doing the behaviors, okay? So focusing on the behaviors towards a goal, not the goal itself, is the key. I'll give you one more example, and just, you know, again, money and business and these things all run by the same principles. Imagine the salesman who wants to sell, I don't know, let's call it cars. He's got to sell 10 cars a day for the month to hit his quota something. He really can't control, you know, who walks in the lot that day and wants to buy a car. You know, he can't control that. But what he can control is phone calls, emails, follow-up with leads and clients and prospects. So that's said, that should be his goal. His goal just can't be, I'm going to sell 10 cars a day. Like, how's that going to happen? Why is that going to happen now that didn't happen last month? You got to do some work. And I would imagine in that, just like most businesses, there's a number. You say, hey, on average, out of every 10 phone calls I make, I get 1 sale. Unless it's about, I wish it was that easy. Let's say it's out of 100 phone calls, you get 1 sale. Okay, cool. So you got to make 10 sales. So 10 times 100, you got to make 1,000 phone calls a day. Oh, wow. That's overwhelming. Yeah, but that's reality. So now let's break that up. You know, that's 250 phone calls 5 times or whatever, right? Or 200 phone calls 5 times. 100 phone calls 10 times. I don't know if that's possible. You get what I'm saying. But you have to break it down. And so that salesperson, if those were the real numbers, let's just say, he says, all right, I got to make 1,000 phone calls every day. And if he were able to hit those, that's he has achieved his goal. So let's say for the first 3 days he might not get any sales, even though he did 1,000 phone calls. That's secondary, because it's going to happen. It's a numbers game. But he can't focus on having to do the sales. He has to focus on the behaviors necessary. So that would be my suggestion. If you're struggling with how to set goals and have goals when you quote-unquote don't have any, recognize that you have some, because otherwise there'd be no reason you're even thinking about this. So it might be as simple as wanting to, again, feel good, look good, stay healthy. Hard to measure. If you're at a body weight that you're comfortable with, if you're not super dissatisfied with anything, it's hard to set any kind of major goals. But staying healthy, looking good, feeling good are legitimate goals. It's just a matter of what's the behavior necessary for you to feel that way and stay that way. That becomes your goal. My goal is X times per week, and I'm going to put out X amount of effort. And then you can pat yourself on the back and consider yourself successful if you do those. Because quite honestly, maybe now it's not a major priority in your life, right? Like maybe your major priority is taking care of your children and your job or your career or your family life. That's totally legit. You can't, everybody that works out is not a competitive athlete or training for something specific. Sometimes you're just training for life, right? Personally, I'm not training for anything specific right now. I don't compete anymore. I don't have any set weight goals or specific numbers I'm trying to hit, but I want to get better all the time. I want to feel good. I want to look good. And I want to be functional for a long time. So that's kind of how I approach it. I just know that I have to work out at least 4 days a week to feel that way. And that's my goal. If I hit 4 times a week, I'm happy. I feel satisfied and I hit it. And then I know by following my program, I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to move forward. So I just trust that process. So hopefully that helps, guys. And let's take this week, sit down, make some plans, plans of action. And again, the actions are what you focus on, and kick ass in 2018. See ya.